Prescription Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The head of the Republican National Committee is calling out Donald Trump for his complaining about the election system. Prince Priebus says it's the same system that's been used for years.
It was the same system that elected Abraham Lincoln. It's pretty much the same system that the Democrats use. Delegates and voters choose the nominee. That's what's happening.
All three major Republican candidates appeared at a gala in New York last night. Donald Trump talked about how everybody loves New York.
The values that make us love this state, which has been a symbol of American strength throughout the world, no matter where you go, they love New York.
If you're panicking, today is April 15th and you don't have your taxes done, well, take a deep breath. You've got a few extra days. Americans have until Monday to file their taxes because Washington, D.C. celebrates Emancipation Day today. Everyone in the nation gets a break. USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries from Trending Today USA. As I look at all of the best websites in the world, one of the ones that actually kind of brings a tear to my eye every day, and I know a lot of my female friends love it, it's ThoughtfulWomen.org. And Heather Laskin, what do you do with ThoughtfulWomen.org?
Well, Rusty, we have all kinds of stuff on our site. It's basically, you know, stuff that would be interesting to a thoughtful woman. So everything from recipes and tips and tricks, you know, in your kitchen or your house, to inspiring and uplifting stories, to news and political type articles, just kind of the whole gamut.
The uplifting stories, that's where you really kind of shine at ThoughtfulWomen.org, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what people tend to really gravitate towards.
It's stuff that you want people to feel good about, a great website to go into the morning, get that nice inspiration every day.
Yeah, exactly. And we love getting to find those stories and share them with everyone.
All right, well, Heather Laskin does a great job. Make sure you check out this incredible website, ThoughtfulWomen.org. That's ThoughtfulWomen.org.
The Obama Justice Department has been running a secret program called Operation Choke Point aimed at businesses the president doesn't like, such as selling of guns. Kelsey Harkness of the Daily Signal tells USA Radio News the program is another example of the administration trying to avoid the rigors of the Constitution.
Operation Choke Point is another example where the Obama administration is sort of trying to bypass the legislative process in order to accomplish what they can't accomplish legislatively.
Harkness added the Senate bill is identical to one that passed the House with bipartisan support. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz made an appearance on The Tonight Show where host Jimmy Fallon impersonated Donald Trump. He asked Cruz about a statement referring to New York values.
They're mad at you for saying that they have, quote, New York values. What did you mean by that?
I was merely trying to say that I value New York, except I was saying it backwards, the way Yoda would say it.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
The tax filing deadline has approached, and that means scam artists are back at work. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes with more.
The tax filing deadline just a few days away. It turns out that old, we're from the IRS and you'll be arrested if you don't immediately pay scam has a new twist this year. Amy Noffinger, a fraud expert at the AARP, says this is how it works.
Someone, again, claiming to be from the IRS will say that your refund is larger than anticipated, but they just need to check your bank account information and verify it so they can expedite your refund.
She says get a call like that and just hang up, and if you get an email, just delete it. Certainly do not click on any links that might be attached to that type of email. In Washington for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A move by the legislature in Tennessee to make the Bible the official state book has been struck down by the governor. Here's correspondent Anthony Lucero.
The Bible will not be Tennessee's official state book after a veto from the governor. Governor Haslam struck down the measure yesterday, saying that he felt it would trivialize the sacred texts. Haslam also argued that official government recognition of a holy book would be a constitutional violation. Supporters of the bill had touted the Bible's historic as well as economic importance, noting that Bible publishing is a multi-million dollar industry in Tennessee. This is the second time the bill has been rejected. I'm Anthony Lucero.
For more news online, go to usaradionews.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, hello everyone. It's Pat Gregory on the air here, and we're going to give you the weather in beautiful Flemington at the moment. Currently about 52 degrees outside, beautiful sunny skies. We're going to hit about 64 degrees today with calm winds. Tonight, some patchy frost possible from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. I don't know how they can actually specify exactly what time that's going to be. But just be careful of your new plants out there if you've got some vegetables or anything that you're going to grow. Saturday, that's tomorrow, right? Sunny with a high of 65. Clear all day. In the evening, going down to about 34 degrees, so still a little frosty. Sunday, nearing 69, so I have heard rumors that it's going to hit 70 on Sunday. I think it will. Sunday night, 43 degrees. Monday, looking beautiful. Tuesday, looking just as beautiful or maybe even more beautiful. Wednesday, sunny too. We're just got a run of sun coming on for the next 5 days. So enjoy, everybody. We got one more commercial, and then we're going to start Home Sweet Home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Good morning, everyone. This is Pat Gregory with Taskman Home Improvements. I'm here alone today. Steve's away this week, and we wish him the best and hope to see him next week. We have a show together called Home Sweet Home with Steve and Pat. And what we do is we try to talk about home repairs, maintenance, safety, DIY projects, do-it-yourself projects. Some people say, what's a DIY? It's do-it-yourself. I'm playing the tax man right now because it is April 15th. So anyone out there that didn't realize that they had to file their taxes, you have an extension until Monday, believe it or not. Thank you. You're welcome. I set that up with the government last week. they figured Friday was a terrible time to put in the taxes, so they gave you until Monday. You can freak out over the weekend. And it's a beautiful, sunny weekend, so you can go outside and put all your pieces of receipts and stuff out there on the lawn. It won't fly away, and you can figure out what are your expenses and what are your what do you want to put as a donation, and try to get as much out of it as you can. So, or you can just talk to your accountant. But in any case, let's get back on topic here. Today, I'd like to talk about taxes. Just basically talk a little bit about sales tax and what a capital improvement is in contractor speak. We're going to talk a little bit about senior citizens and the different needs that are posed on us as contractors when a senior is asking us to help them with something. Figured I'd talk about that a little bit. Going to talk about the WD-40. I love WD-40 and the many uses for WD-40, so I have a really cool one that I can offer to you, so stay tuned with that. We'll talk a little bit about getting your house spruced up for spring. Try to make it look the nicest that it can be and the envy of your neighbors. I'll also have a tip of the day, which is timely for this time of the year too. So let's stay tuned, and we'll start with taxes then, if you want. And again, tax day is today, but I want to talk a little bit about how the tax structure works when we're actually billing our clients. Some people always comment when I invoice them that I actually separate the labor from the material costs, and why I do that, and it's basically because I have to pay sales tax to the government on a quarterly basis on my revenue, basically, actually it's the labor part of my type of service that is considered taxable because it's a service, a repair, and according to the government, that is different than what you would call a renovation or a capital improvement. So I just wanted to kind of talk for a few minutes about what the difference is and why there's a difference out there, and what you need to know as a consumer when you are talking with a contractor, why that is, and it just makes you a little bit more aware of your of what you need to expect when you do purchase services from us as contractors. So there is a good form that you can go actually check out through the internet, and it's through the government, and it's called the ST8 form. And this is a form that will actually explain to you, maybe a four pager, explain to you the difference between a service, a maintenance type agreement, and a capital improvement, and it specifies pretty well how the structure is set up and how a contractor should be either charging you sales tax or not charging you at that point. Most of the time in my surroundings and the type of work I do, because I'm a small maintenance repair type expert, every labor hour that I charge to my customers is considered taxable at 7% here in New Jersey, and you'll see that on my bills, so that I can pay the government that right back. Now, there are contractors out there that will just present you with a number at the bottom of the invoice, and they don't break out anything. And theoretically, what you're ending up doing as the consumer is you're paying that price, and it's all balled into, we're hoping, a legit contractor is paying their sales tax for those particular services. But unfortunately, you're paying for the material costs plus the labor cost, and then the 7% sales tax on top of that, which means that you're paying just a little bit more than if the contractor would have broken out those two line items for you. And what I mean by that is there's a labor charge and there's usually a materials charge. So that's normally how we charge. Labor is everything with our overhead and our profit margin. And the material cost is really supposed to be only the cost of the materials. Perhaps we put on a little bit of a margin because we had to go and pick them up, you know, at the supply house or wherever. But when we purchase, just like you, if you were to go into Home Depot or Lowe's or wherever you go, we purchase those materials and we pay a tax on them, the 7%, just like anyone else would. So that's why we can break that out on our invoices so that you don't pay tax twice on it, because we already paid the tax once and there's no reason for you as the consumer to pay it a second time on those materials. So I don't know if that gives you a little bit of information. Some people don't know that. As opposed to what a capital improvement is, which is really what we would call a value added to your house. And it's normally a renovation of some sort. So if you picture paving your driveway or putting a new roof on, those are types of add-on, value-added type products or services that you are creating for your home. Hot water tank, brand new hot water tank, that's more efficient than the one you have now. Putting in a windows or perhaps a front door or storm door. These are all types of capital improvements. Putting in countertops and new cabinets in your kitchen. Those are all considered capital improvements. And what that means is that you do not actually have to pay sales tax on those services. And the way that we as contractors are supposed to proceed with that is to present you with an ST8 form, which is a legal tax document that we need you as the consumer just to sign, explaining that we did provide you a service that is considered a capital improvement and we do not have to charge you the sales tax. And we keep that piece of paper on file so that if we ever got audited by the government, we could show proof that we did provide that service to you and you signed off on it, that it was a capital improvement and not just a service, and everyone is covered legally from that point of view. So that's what I wanted to talk about with taxes in terms of what we do and how we pay our taxes to the government. And no one is immune to this kind of a tax. And hopefully that gives you an idea and helps you out a little bit about how we work as contractors. I have to take a quick break. We're going to come back and I'm going to talk a little bit about seniors and their particular needs and what I've come across in the last 11 years that I've been doing this as a business. So hopefully you'll stay tuned. We'll talk to you soon.
At Jersey Mike's, we think making a great sub sandwich and making a difference can be one and the same. Visit Jersey Mike's on Wednesday, March 30th. 100% of sales go toward helping a charity right in your own backyard.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber, As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Home sweet home.
All right, we are back. Welcome to Home Sweet Home. I'm Pat Gregory from Taskman Home Improvements. I'm a handyman, and I operate my business here in the Hunterdon County area and a little bit beyond. The type of work I do is small repairs, maintenance, any kind of small job that needs to be done around the house, and I steer away from the larger type of renovation kind of bathroom, basement, kitchen remodels. So I could be working for someone for maybe an hour worth of time, or I could be there all day depending on how big the task list is. I can be reached through my website, which is www.taskmanhandyman.com, or you can call me directly at 908-283-4494. Partner here in crime, who is not here today, Steve Bailey, is the home inspector, and he provides services to people that are in the market for purchasing a home and need to be able to have that very important inspection done prior to actually putting in an offer and proceeding with a possible purchase. And he is very good at what he does, and I highly recommend him. And you can reach him through his Facebook page, which is, I believe, Brass Tack Inspections. He's great at what he does, and looking forward to seeing him next week, and he can talk a little bit more about the type of services he does. So the theme for right now is talking a little bit about seniors and perhaps how the customer that I usually see is perhaps a little bit different from my normal customer. And what I mean by that, I mean it in the best of terms. They're very all my seniors are special to me for one reason or another. I love to be able to help them in any way I can. I get a lot of satisfaction from being able to help these people because there's a lot of seniors out there that are autonomous. They're able to stay in their own proper home, but they're also kind of lonely usually. And I'd like to think that when I go into a house and I can strike up a conversation while I'm doing my work and everything, that I'm helping them get through the day too, and put a smile on their face, and we help each other out because, you know, they're employing me, and I appreciate that, and I hope that I can help them with the little tedious projects that they just no longer are able to do, and at the same time provide them with maybe a couple hours of personal, socialization, if you want. So this is the type of work that I normally come across when sometimes I deal with the kids, the grown adult kids of the elderly person. And sometimes I'm dealing with maybe a person that's actually in charge, like has a power of attorney for the particular person that I am working for. So I've done some ramps, some pretty intricate ones, and some that are pretty much out of necessity to be able to get maybe a wheelchair up one or two steps to get up to the front door, or maybe even the side door. I've even done one where a client of mine has a scooter, one of those little electric scooter things there with three wheels, one wheel in the front, two wheels in the back. And she is able to come out through the laundry room, which has a door leading into the garage. And then we have a nice ramp that comes down into the garage space and lands pretty much almost at the end of the garage where the garage doors would be, because you got to slope it relatively evenly. You don't want a really steep slope because that could be dangerous, you know, slipping and especially going back up onto it. You may there could be a possibility where the wheels spin and you can't actually get up there, or if it's actually a manual wheelchair where they have to actually roll up there or someone has to push them, it becomes really heavy to be able to push on a steep incline. So if you can keep the gradual incline, say, the kind of the rule of thumb would be for every foot or every inch of height, you want to go a foot outwards with your ramp. So say, for instance, you have 17 inches of height from the floor to the front door or something like that. Practically speaking, you almost have to make a ramp that is 17 feet long to make that real gradual slope that is comfortable for someone to be able to push correctly up and bring them down so they don't, you know, if you lose control. Can you imagine a wheelchair going flying down a ramp out of control? So it's all about safety, obviously. There are other things that I've done in the past also. And by the way, you know, these are types of ramps that I've built, you know, using wood and composite materials and stuff like that. You can also purchase ready-made steel ramps. You can rent them. There are all kinds of dynamics and possibilities it's found that you have a condition, or you know, you are going to be wheelbound for a few months, but it's a temporary situation. There are other options out there where you can get these ready-made type ramps installed on your existing stairs or front stoop situation, and make life a lot easier for you and for your caregivers. I've done extensive work in bathrooms, showers, and bath configurations where we need to put a couple of safety bars, you know, on tile or on different surfaces outside of the shower area, so that people can grab on safely and hold on, and maybe perhaps allow them to get their leg over the wall of the bathtub, or perhaps just the little lip on a shower stall area. Again, just it's all about being as safe as you can and trying to make life enjoyable for people that may have those disabilities and have to, you know, work a little bit harder to get in and out of things. So yeah, that's the kind of thing I do. There's bed rail systems, you know, that I can install for people that basically either bolt onto the bed or with straps underneath the mattress provide the necessary safety, so that, you know, if they're in bed during the night and they roll over, they don't roll right off the bed. There's a guard rail to be able to keep them safe. Automatic doors are interesting things to consider too. You know, a front door where you can actually hit a button and the door will automatically swing open, so that you don't have to actually sit there and try to push while you're trying to roll into the house or out of the house. Those are all kinds of really neat things that just provide that extra little bit of comfort and luxury, if you want to call it that. They sell these really cool grips now. They're not that expensive, really. People that have arthritis have difficulty actually putting their hands around a normal doorknob to be able to open and close it, that, you know, that twisting motion. A lot of people will actually ask me, you know, can we just change out those round doorknobs and put levers in, or lever, okay, so we call it lever or lever. And that's a great option too, because you just have to push down. It's not, you don't have to actually kind of grip around it in case that you don't want to do that, a very easy solution would be to buy these silicone, they call them grips, but they're kind of like a cup that will actually slide over the existing doorknob. And it's an oversized silicone, very squishy feeling, but you it provides a larger area for the hand to be able to get around it, and it has almost like little levers on the side. It's kind of weird to explain over the radio, but it makes it a lot easier for people to be able to open those doors and close those doors. Again, that's just something that, you know, you may not be aware of, and I figure I'd just let you know about it. There are some really neat security poles that you can buy now also that are really cool, where picture yourself or, you know, the person in need a little bit that has a hard time getting off the couch. You know, when you sit down and you're watching TV and you're really comfortable on that couch, elderly people sometimes really have that hard time getting back out. They just can't get the momentum to be able to swing their body up and out of the chair. And they now sell these bars that you can actually bolt to the floor and bolt to the ceiling. So imagine this vertical bar, a little bit like a dancing pole there if you ever went to a go-go bar or something like that. But that's kind of what it looks like. And you could bolt that, you know, close to or right close to the chair or the sofa that you're the client is sitting in, and you can actually put an extension bar onto that horizontally that they can then grip and hold onto and pull themselves up if they still have the strength to do that. So some really neat options out there, and I invite you. There's a website where I saw most of this stuff, and if you're interested, you would go to www.homemods.org, and that's HOMEMODS, Home Mods, modifications, I guess, for short, .org. And there's a lot of cool stuff there that that just makes a lot of sense. I'm going to wrap this up a little bit, but the one thing that I am very conscious of and want to make people aware of, especially I would say like the kids of these elderly parents that may be still living in a condo or like a townhome and stuff like that, just be aware that people that ring doorbells, it appears to me that the elderly sometimes are just a little bit less on their guard, I'll put it that way, and they tend to open up the doors without even thinking about who might be on the other side, and you know, God forbid that they're not there to hurt or create, you know, a problem for your elderly parent or anything. But I would suggest that if you don't have a peephole in the front door, that is a very important thing that we can add into a steel door or a fiberglass door or wood door easily, so that they could actually just take a peek through that little opening and decide if they want to open the door or not, you know, because if it's an unannounced stranger, there's no reason why they should be opening the door. Newer technology now with cameras are also really cool. We used to have the intercom systems, and there's still some intercom systems out there where you hit the button on the outside, like a little doorbell, and you can communicate from the inside and talk to the person. But I think seeing the person is kind of just as important. So they do have these little eyeball cameras, and they're all Wi-Fi, so you don't have to necessarily wire it up or from a distance or anything. These things are really cool and can be added very easily on the outside of the building and create a picture for the client on the inside on their computer or maybe an iPad or maybe even on their TV if they need to be able to see who's at their front door at any time. And that's very important, I think. If anything, that's one of the more important things from the safety point of view that people should be thinking about. So that's probably all I want to talk about from the point of view of seniors, other than the fact that I do a lot of work for them. Sometimes it's just 1 hour once a quarter where they may generate a little bit of a list, and it could be what we would think as mundane things, but for them it's not mundane. Changing light bulbs out because they can't reach them, or they can't look up or whatever, or it's just too complicated to change that light bulb. Batteries and smoke detectors. I've changed filters in the kit in the kitchen fridge, you know, for the ice maker and for water dispenser. And just maybe sometimes there's a closet door or something that's ajar, or you know, the hinge has come loose from overusage, especially in the kitchen. You know, so there's some cupboards, some doors that you'll open and close several times a day, and the hinges tend to get old, and maybe they need to be replaced. But these are the kind of things that if a senior does not have a good contact of someone that they can rely on, will just not do. And they'll work around it, and all of a sudden they have like a drawer with the utensils in it that's falling off, or you know, falling out of its rails because it was broken 2 years ago and it was never fixed. And it's sad to see you know, things like that, because it's usually generally a very easy fix. It's just a matter of having that trustworthy person that can come in and help and not charge an arm and a leg, obviously, also. So hope that helps you. And if anyone's listening out there and needs my help, then, you know, feel free to give me a call or text me or just email me through my website. And what we're going to do is take a real quick break. And when we come back, the next thing I'm going to talk about is let's talk about WD-40 for a few seconds. All right, so hopefully you come back real quick. Stay tuned.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Negative reactions all around to the Democratic debate last night, with many New Yorkers say it was nothing but avoiding the issues.
Very confused. Yeah, this has really been a circus.
They're not talking about the issues. They're talking only about slandering each other, and that's not what I want to hear. I want to hear, what are you doing?
Too many personal attacks back and forth.
Head of the Republican National Committee, Rince Priebus, appeared on the Today Show and said Donald Trump's constant complaining is not helpful.
The complaining that goes on is something that I think probably distracts from what we really need to do, which is to come together as Republicans.
April 15th is usually tax day, when most Americans panic, finish their taxes at the last minute, and run to the post office. This year, you get a break. Washington, D.C. is celebrating Emancipation Day. That means everything's closed. Taxes are due on Monday. USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphreys, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is
right?
That right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Pat Gregory talking to you today from Taskman Home Improvements. That's my ringtone on my phone. So when I'm out in the field and working at someone's house and someone's trying to call me, I always get a laugh from my customer who's usually hovering around me, and they say, "Wow, that's a great ringtone for the type of work you do." And I thought it was too, but after you've heard it a million times, it just kind of gets old. But in any case, I'm glad you're listening to us. I'm alone here today. Steve is away, and we wish him well. And hopefully he'll be back next week, and we'll be together, because it's always a lot more fun when Steve's here. So today I'm going to talk about WD-40. I'd spoken in the past how I wanted to try to bring up a neat characteristic of WD-40 every week if we could, because there's so many things that you can do with this product, and some are off-label things, and some, you know, if you go to the WD-40 website, will actually, you know, claim and tell you what they can do officially with this product, which is really neat. And again, if you don't know what WD-40 is, it's they don't consider it a lubricant, but it's good for spraying hinges and stuff like that, because your squeaking will go away. But the WD is really it's short for water displacement. So it was actually formulated as an aerosol that you could spray on your engine or any kind of motors or things of that nature that tend to get wet, or moisture affects the productivity of that particular thing. And what you would do is spray this WD-40 on those machines or anything, and it would actually get rid of the moisture in the water. And you know, for instance, I'll tell you, I used to have an old Ford Thunderbird. It was in 1984, and when it rained outside, and I drive it, I don't know if water got into the engine compartment, but that thing would stall on a regular basis. It was a real pain. And the little trick that you could do, and it seems like the water may have gotten onto the distributor cap, or you know, onto the maybe some of the spark plug wires. You could actually spray this WD-40. So I'd have one in the car all the time, and spray down those wires, and it would get rid of the water, and the car would eventually start again. So in any case, today's tip for WD-40 is one that I got from one of my clients, and I would have never known about this, and that's definitely not something you're going to read on the website, but it works. Trust me, it works, because I did it. You know those plastic, I'm going to say they're not fiberglass, they're more like a PVC plastic shutters that you have on, I would say, 95% of homes, newer homes these days. I'm not talking about older vintage homes that have real shutters. I'm talking about those fake shutters that just are there for looks, really, more than anything. On newer houses, they put the shutters just on the front of the house, not on the side, not on the back of the house. It's really just for show. And they're made out of this plastic material. And although the manufacturers of those products will tell you that they have a 40-year color guarantee, it will not fade on you. Trust me, after about 5 years, they're faded and they look terrible. And believe it or not, if you use WD-40 on them, you can actually get them to shine back up. And the way that you would do that is to, you know, if you're on a ladder or something, and be careful when you're on a ladder, because if you have to get to the second floor to be able to look at these shutters, what you're going to need is a can of the WD-40 that you can spray onto the shutter, and a little paintbrush, like a paintbrush that you can throw away, or you know, one that's not really very expensive. And you actually paint on the liquid, so you do a little bit of a spraying, but the spray won't get everywhere, and you don't want to overspray, because it's going to end up dripping all over the place and make a mess. But just enough so that you can then take your paintbrush and kind of move it and paint it basically onto the shutter, what that'll do, and it'll take some time. I mean, this is not going to take 5 minutes. This is a job for a few hours, and if you have the time to do it, you'll get back on the ground, and you'll look from afar, and you will see that your shutters look brand new. Basically, you've kind of almost put a little bit of oil back into the finish, I guess, and it just makes them shine. And they will be a little oily, and they'll stay that way until the rain gets on it and washes it away. And eventually, they will fade again. But you can just go back right back up there and spray a little bit of WD-40 back on it. You're not going to hurt them. And I guess it's a little bit like Armor All. I don't know if you know that product, but Armor All is kind of one of those things that you would put on to the dashboard of your car. And you didn't want to put on your steering wheel or on the brake because it made it really slippery, and that would be dangerous, right? But every other surface in your car that was kind of like a pleather or a vinyl of some sort, you can put this Armor All stuff on. I suppose the WD-40 does the same thing for those shutters, really. It just gives it that shine, and it works really well. So just a quick little tip for you today. I have to take a few commercials right now. When we get back, I'm going to talk about getting your house ready for the spring and making it the envy of your neighbors. We'll also have a quick tip of the day, and so I hope you'll stay tuned. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back. Pat Gregory talking with you today. And we're talking about all kinds of different things. We talked about taxes. We talked about seniors. Now we're talking about making your house look the nicest that it can be right now and be the envy of the rest of your neighborhood. So if you've listened to our show before, I might have gone through a few of these tips in the past, but always good timing right now to consider talking about them and maybe give you some ideas. And we just got off one of the tips there with WD-40, which is to shine up those nasty-looking faded shutters. And something that you can easily do with just a can, $4 can of WD-40. And that's one of the things on my list, actually, is, you know, well, first of all, during the winter time and, you know, usually not a great time to be fixing things on the outside of your house. Some of these shutters are normally not fastened very well. And even if they are fastened very well, if you get a serious wind coming from the west or whatever, and it gets behind the shutter, it can actually rip it off completely or at least pop off some of those plastic tabs that hold it in place. And it starts to flap in the wind a lot, and it's not only annoying because you can hear it from the inside, but it will actually ruin the shingle. Did I say shingle? The shutter at one point in time, because just that movement back and forth. You hear that sound effect? That movement back and forth will actually bend the shutter, and it'll actually snap off. And so I've seen a lot of different situations where, you know, house is looking terrible just because they're half falling off or they've fallen off, and it looks really weird when you have one shutter on one side of the window but the other shutter is gone, because normally your siding has changed color, it's faded over time, but behind that shutter it looks perfectly brand new. So you have this like patch of brand new siding, and the rest of your siding is looking very faded too. So just something to think about, you know, as you spruce up your house to make it look as nice as possible. Think of your neighbors who don't want to be looking at your ugly house when it comes to those shutters. So, and I can help you with that if you need to do that. But we're here basically to give advice as much as we can. And obviously, if you need that help, we're there to help also. But let's go through my list real quick of little things that you can do to make your house look a little nicer this time of the year. And we can start with the front door, and it's sometimes really nice just to consider painting that door and changing the color. Sometimes changing the color can really have a dramatic effect on that front entry and the overall appearance of your house when you step back. You just got to be careful of what color you take. I mean, you know, you have the red doors that really look nice, and but it's not for every house either. Some people can put a black door in and it looks great too. I've seen yellow, I've seen puke green, which is terrible. Some people, you know, don't pick the right color. So I also warn you on that effect too, is if you don't have a good eye for color, make sure you find your friend or a neighbor or something that can give you good advice. But painting a front door is very easy and cost effective, and can really give that little burst of newness to the house. Along with that, you can also put, you know, a brass knocker or a kick plate to give that brass look, shiny effect on the front. You can also change the address numbers. If you don't have address numbers close to your door or around your door area, you should. There's so many people that don't. They rely on basically just having the number maybe on their mailbox, assuming that their mailbox is in plain view of the house. But from experience, I can tell you that it's a safety issue too, folks. If you had an emergency in your house and you had to, you know, get the police or the EMTs or the fire department there, you should make it as easy as possible for them to be able to identify your house. And having those numbers close to the front door, on top of the door, on the door, to the side of the door is important. And at night, you know, if you have a light on, especially so they can see it. But a lot of people don't even have that. And I scratch my head sometimes why that is. And it makes me, sometimes it makes it hard just for the contractor to find the house, especially in the dark. So keep that in mind. So that's the front door. Porch lights, we already talked about lighting. Lighting is important. You should have at least one porch light right beside the front door. That's pretty much code. You have to have a light beside any entry door. You know, and just changing that light is not a big deal. I would caution that you want to make sure that it is installed correctly and flush to the siding so that no water can penetrate behind it, especially if, you know, it's open to the elements and rain can get in there. You don't want a short circuit of any sort by water getting in. There's usually, you can get a gaskets that come with the kit to be able to make sure that that the plate that's covering up the wires is properly protected. And light bulbs are neat these days too. We have so many options with the actual bulb itself. Make sure that you find the right bulb for your particular particular fixture, for the particular atmosphere that you want to present on in your house. I mean, there are different colored bulbs. If you want to go yellow, and you know, people think that, I don't know if it's true or not, but a yellow bulb will not attract the mosquitoes as much. I preferably do not like using the CFL bulbs, which are like the fluorescent, you know, the twirly type bulbs outside. I don't find they work very well, especially in the cold periods. In the wintertime, they just don't function as well, even though, you know, I guess they would be considered more efficient. LEDs are becoming very affordable, and those are great lights. You can get some great light out of that, and they last a heck of a long time. So consider doing that. The flower boxes, you know, are really nice too. A lot of people put the flower
are outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. 101 Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 101 Medical Center's Physician Referral Service.
Every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Tune in to 101 here on 101chamberradio.com.
Or visit us on the web.
Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. We'll bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the 101 County
Family
Chamber
Medicine
of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in 101 County.
101 Healthcare.
That's every Wednesday morning.
Your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 101 Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.101healthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental
USA
illness?
Radio News.
NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliated
of the Republican
NAMI,
National Committee
National
is calling
Alliance
out Donald
mental
Trump
illness.
For his complaining about
we're
the
all
election
volunteers
system,
and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness.
If you need a physician,
we also have a monthly support
center's physician referral service
every month.
At 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.101healthcare.org
or to join NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The head of the Republican National Committee is calling out Donald Trump for his complaining about the election system. Prince Priebus said,
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
They're not going to be leading the fight on the ground, but they will be essential in providing the training and assisting local forces as they continue to drive ISIL back.
President Obama is sending more American troops to Syria. Speaking today in Germany, Obama announced additional troops, including special operation forces, will be sent to help fight ISIS.
So given the success, I've approved the deployment of up to 250 additional U.S. personnel in Syria, including special forces, to keep up this momentum.
The move brings the total number of U.S. troops in Syria to about 300. The president also spoke about the importance of European unity and the NATO alliance when it comes to curbing the spread of terrorism and dealing with the ongoing refugee crisis. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphreys, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you...